This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
Get a Casper mattress and get a great night's sleep. Try it for 100 nights risk-free. Go to Casper.com/Glenn and use the promo code Glenn. Get $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Terms and conditions do apply.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.
September 2015, Australian bank Westpac published its free credit report, its cash-free credit report, suggesting that the country would become cashless by 2022. In July 2016, Australian Payments from Tyro published an enormously self-serving blog touting the benefits of a cashless society, saying, quote, it's only a matter of time. The media and the political establishments have now chimed in as well. 2 days ago, Citibank, yes, the Citibank that we have, announced it was going cashless at its Australian branches. In February of this year, Sydney Morning Herald released a series of articles, some of which were written by officials from Australia's Department of Treasury, suggesting that eliminating cash will save billions of dollars and moving to a cashless society is the next step, for the Australian dollar. The government, media, and banks and academia now have formed a single unified chorus to push the idea to consumers that cashless is good for everyone. And it's happening across the planet now. Australia, India, Europe, and in North America, partially right. Going cashless will save a lot of money. Paper currency is costly to transport in large quantities due to the need of security. But it is also accurate to suggest that going cashless will be good for the banks. As UBS pointed out yesterday, demonetizing Australia's $50 and $100 bills would force anyone holding those notes to deposit them back into the banking system. So bank deposits would rise as a result. So would bank profits. Now let me think. If we're going to negative interest rates, which means that I would want to pull my money out of the bank because it's costing me money to put it in the bank. And that's the only way the bank survives is by bleeding me dry. What could the bank possibly do? Well, if I'm taking my money out because they're giving me a haircut, they're just taking 1%, 2%, 3%, or if the government so deems it, 10% of whatever I have in my bank, I could either take my money out or the banks could make it so I couldn't take my money out. Now, they're already doing that by saying you can't make a big deposit or, I mean, a large withdrawal. They're already trying to make it impossible, but this traps the money. Because your money won't have any value on the street. It's not like if you have the money, I can still go out and buy things. I take it out of the bank. No. They will outlaw all cash transactions. So no one will take cash, and cash will have zero meaning. So it would be like trading in toilet paper. That way, I have to do business with the bank. They are able then to give all of us a haircut because all of us have to have our money in the bank.
And every transaction you ever make will be tracked. So if you ever wanted to be off the grid for whatever reason,
you can't be.
You can't be.
If you want to, let's say, close the loophole on, I want to sell my gun to my friend Steve for $200. That's totally legal to do. A gun show loophole. I'm just a private citizen and I'm selling like a chair and I'm selling it to this guy. You don't have to worry about that gun show loophole anymore because I won't be able to sell even my car on the street with a sign that says for sale, call this number. I can't say it's $800. Just give me $800 and I'll give you the title of the car and go drive away. He won't have the $800. I will have to go to a bank who will then be paid to make that transaction for me. Even policy wonk academics would have the rare opportunity to take their lousy theories and PhD dissertations for a test drive. This means your politicians have more control over your savings and fewer obstacles to impose capital controls and engage in civil asset forfeiture. Remember what we were fighting against a year ago or so? Civil asset forfeiture, where already the government is just taking it and saying, well, we don't know where this money came from. Oh, well, you have been charged with a crime, so we're just going to take it from you. And then you're guilty. They don't give it back. You have to go to court to get it back from them.
Prove that you're not a criminal.
Prove that you're not a criminal. Prove that that money, prove that that asset was yours. And we've been railing on this, saying this is a really dangerous precedent. Well, what happens when somebody wants to stop you and nothing is of value except a digit? You are an absolute slave to the system. Well, you want to talk about Bitcoin going through the roof and gold.
It is up, by the way.
Bitcoin is up?
Yeah.
Cash is one of the few remaining options for financial privacy that doesn't create a permanent record of every purchase or transaction you make. It's also an easy way to reduce your exposure to risk in the broader financial system. Think about this. The banking system is full of institutions that never miss an opportunity to demonstrate they can't be trusted with our money. Hardly a month goes by without some major banking scandal. They're caught colluding on exchange rates, manipulating interest rates, fraudulently establishing fraudulent accounts. It's disgraceful. In many banking systems across the world, especially in Europe right now, banks have precariously low levels of capital and already suffering the effects of negative interest rates. In the United States, banks routinely employ very clever accounting tricks to conceal their true financial condition. You won't have a say in the matter. Here's what could happen. And all of these things are contingent on a thousand different things. And it doesn't have to be this way. But what could happen is a major global financial disaster where the markets all around the world are hit and hit hard. A global banking holiday where everything has shifted so much, they've got to get a handle on the global markets because somebody hacked into the market. Somebody did something wrong. Somebody made a policy that was bad. A country collapsed. There was a terrorist strike. It doesn't matter what happened, but there is a global impact on the markets. And we have a global depression and a collapse of confidence in the banks, in the governments, and in currency. And so the government says, banking holiday, okay, we're set. 2 weeks later, everybody bring all cash in. We're banning all cash. Bring it in, and we're resetting this as a global market, global cash. It's all in digits. And by the way, if you don't bring your cash in and you're caught trying to buy anything in cash, you're trying to buy anything without digits, you'll be thrown into jail. It's pretty much what happened in the Great Depression. Don't think that it can't happen now. This is the kind of thing, all you need is an excuse. What is, you know, I just asked the financial advisor that we had on yesterday or day before. I said, so is there another TARP? Yeah, it's this. What's going to save the banks? Because the minute you get scared, you're going to pull your money out and then it all collapses. Well, they already have the right. Check your bank. Call your bank. Ask for the fine print. Almost all of the banks have changed their fine print to where a bail-in is now their right, that if the bank becomes insolvent, they can take the same percentage of everybody's account to pay off the debts that they have. So you're the last line. You're the last creditor that they have to pay. You think that you're the first creditor, because what you're doing is you are loaning your hard-earned money to the bank. The bank then takes that and makes more money on your money by lending that money out to somebody else. But the bank also has made investments in the stock market, in mutual funds, in treasuries, in all kinds of different things. So they've made investments. They've also made loans to other people that they can't cover if everybody starts to default on their loans. So there's a hierarchy of who gets paid back. You are now the creditor of last resort. You are the last person the bank has to pay back. You lose your money. And that's all in writing now. If they want to make sure the rich get richer, if you want to see the biggest heist in human history, it's this. Force everyone to put their money into the bank, and then they'll pay off who they will, and then they'll divvy the rest out to you. More in just a second.
The key to having a great day starts with having a great night's sleep, and I know because I have a Casper mattress. The Casper mattress was invented with two high-tech foams that give you all of the support that you need and guarantee that you get the best night's sleep ever. Time magazine named Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. Casper ships for free in a box so small you won't believe it holds the actual mattress, making it simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. And you try it for 100 nights risk-free. They'll come and pick it up if you don't love it as much as I love mine, and they'll refund every single dime. Once you try it, you're never going to want to sleep on anything else. Having a great day by having a great night's sleep. Casper.com/Glenn. Use the promo code Glenn, $50 off the purchase of your mattress at Casper.com/Glenn. The promo code is Glenn. Don't forget, $50 off the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com/Glenn. Terms and conditions do apply.